gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the WBM podcast. This is one of your hosts. It's your boy, Merc.
Yo, welcome back another week. Make sure you're starting your rolling your blunts for your whiskeys. It's your boy, X-Fair.
And this is your boy, Oski in the mix.
In the mix. Tell them, Merc, what we got.
Guys, do we have one hell of an episode lined up for you this week?
Shit.
We are talking about acting 101.
101.
A little bit of improv in there for you. Right. And the new Bob Marley movie that just dropped.
That's right, guys.
We'll talk about
a little bit of, you already know, big One Piece fans here. So I'm going to give you a little bit of recap about Wano.
One Piece. All right, let's go.
Not again. And it's post-Valentine's, so let's talk about men's mental health. Why not?
We're going to do it one more again. You guys ready?
Again.
Let's go! And we're back.
I think we're getting pretty good at filling out that minute now. Like, we're getting the sense of it. Like, I think we're getting there slowly.
I feel your mom's been out
you're
plenty,
supposed
buddy.
To say that out loud in the show.
Oh, my bad, bro.
I thought we were in the post already.
We're
my bad.
Season four of this shit, guys.
My bad, bro. It's just a little bit behind the scenes recapping from our Dallas anime.
Dallas anime, anime Dallas.
How to make a podcast? It's part of the recap.
Go check out that episode.
Speaking of recaps, guys, I got another recap for you guys. Ding 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 ding. All right, guys. So I made it, bro. So I finished to the final part, which is the beginning of the final saga of One Piece, bro, which Gear 5 was the whole reason I started One Piece, because everybody wasn't shutting the fuck up back when it came out.
Yes.
Everybody was like, Wano, Wano,
Wano.
When
it came out in the manga.
In the manga, yes. In the manga, right? But everybody's like, Wano, Wano, Wano. I was like, man, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So let's start this journey, bro, right?
Right, we're
going
to learn today.
So I started, bro, you know, after 1,081 episodes, bro, I'm finally caught up to the Netflix special. And wrapping up Wano, bro, it's beautiful. It's literally what everybody said. Like, I'm high off the ending of it.
The hype is real.
But hands down, it's like, you already know me. I like to dissect things and see things, like, from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Wano, I do have to make it does sit with one of the greatest arcs of all time, right? It up there with, like, Saint Seiya's 12 Houses.
Yeah! It
sits there with the DB, Dragon Ball, the first tournament with the Roshi, with the makeup Roshi.
Oh, okay.
Like, up there, right?
It stands, Chucky Chun.
It stands there with the Cell Saga, right?
Damn.
And so Wano, right?
Oh,
and I want to say this for the back. In that table.
Future Trunks Saga?
Yeah.
I was about to say that it actually sits right next to the Namek Saga, if anything, right? Because it's really, especially when we're not talking about Gear 5, because when I re-mentioned at the beginning, like I watched it from the beginning to where I am now. So does what Wano tie everything. Pretty much the recipe is, it's like, everybody's expecting Luffy Gear 5, I guess, their own version of Super Saiyan. And everybody was correct to assume it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that Oda's writing, right, I would say is much better, but the blueprint is Akira Toriyama.
Oh, right? Shit, like that's dope.
There can be no One Piece Wano without Akira Toriyama, right? So,
right.
And Oda himself said,
to look at it.
And the best part is, like, here's my Saiyan to my character. Here's my Goku. His name is Luffy, Monkey D. Luffy, right?
Oh.
And what I'm getting, right, is like the Monkey D is like the vision of the Saiyan clan, per se,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And like they expand on this. And now his version of Super Saiyan, right? When we saw Super, it was impactful. It tied in like the legendary Saiyan. Saiyajin in Japanese means wild man. So like you're hearing like the legendary wild man.
Right.
So that's what Luffy is pretty much in One Piece. He's a wild man. So this is his oldest version, the wild man, of his own version of mm-hmm, a Super mm-hmm. Saiyan take, where he combines mm-hmm. everything from the very first episode of One Piece.
Always.
All the way to what is right now to expand into like, all right, so everything that was DB was the foundation. Here's my DBZ from here on out.
That's right? So fucking dope, bro.
And you can tell already, like, things are already set up. Cell, right? He's like a built character, like built as in like in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
In One Piece, you're starting to see that, like, characters built in labs, right? Stuff like that. So like my theory is like maybe like a magical thing, which is Boo, will probably most likely be the final villain, right?
Oh, shit.
And Wano was
more big bad.
Yes, they've already been set up.
Like, how much more story do you think there is now that you got into Wano?
So here's what I'm thinking, right? Because He's the foundation, right? Akira's the foundation.
Like you're saying, we had a whole DBC ahead of us.
And Power
and
Term.
DB Super.
And the reason why is because, like, one thing is the story of becoming the Pirate King, right? We all as fans love to see Goku as Super Saiyan 25.
Right.
We want to see the stories of the Pirate King.
So he's about to become God.
Well, probably, right? Like, damn. Well, from what I'm getting is, like, well, we will wrap up the One Piece, right? And then we'll be like, oh, DB's over. And here comes DBZ, which is, I think, the story of the Pirate King.
One Piece Next Generation.
Yes, yeah. The two-piece. Yes, that's it. The story of the Pirate King, yes. Once, because like it's like, oh, shit, you know who the Pirate King is because you saw DB. Yeah. It's just, it's Bill Ben Ring, because you can start DBZ without DB.
Yeah.
But with the One Piece, you have to start, yeah, to make it impactful. For, and especially, I make it because the Super Saiyan transformation was very impactful. Gear 5 is, I would say, because after all this journey, is just as impactful.
Damn.
Seeing it. That's why it is it.
I mean, I don't watch it myself.
That's why you
from
have to
what
see
I
it.
Hear, from what I hear in social media, it just didn't make that big of an impact. As
people that probably didn't even watch it. Probably didn't even enjoy the journey, right?
I think so.
I know that there are people, bro, that literally just binged it just to get to Gear 5. So
and
like,
probably skipped a lot or read through it. Or just read it, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what's like.
Because I know, Super Saiyan had a big impact, but another, speaking of Goku, another transformation that had a big impact that broke the internet was Ultra Instinct.
Ultra Instinct did. Literally, it broke the internet.
Yeah. Absolutely. There can be no One Piece without the Akira Toriyama's blueprint.
Right.
Oda's writing is cements everything. Like, even like the squiggly line, this little like episode he did on drawing 2 of the manga. You see the little squiggly line? Well, guess what? It wasn't an accident.
Damn. Like, Go to for a reason.
Yes.
I don't know. I did see a video that One Piece has some major pacing issues.
That's why that remake is coming out, buddy.
They're going to cut it from 1,000 episodes to 200 episodes.
Right,
I don't know about that, but...
That's fine. That's people that want to watch it, but the story wouldn't make sense. And it sets up the One Piece, because once you get to the One Piece, most likely the same argument, man. I don't know. It wasn't as impactful. Then they break the internet like Ultra Instinct, right? Yeah. But it's the thing that you have to go through the One Piece journey to really make it feel like the One Piece. Oh, Gear 5. Like, this is what it is. It's just Oda's storytelling. He cares just unlike Akira. Akira told him, like, all right, next thing you know, I have this now.
Yeah. And they're like, wait, what about so-and-so? He's like, I'm not worried about so-and-so. Anyway.
What happened to the girl with the blue hair and the blonde hair? I love her.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, this new guy,
bro.
It didn't fit in the new world.
Yeah.
And that's how I incorporate Wano. Was his like his version of the Namek saga, right? It's like, hey, here's Akira is the GOAT. He'll stay with you. It's like LeBron saying Jordan is the GOAT of all times. But it's like, bro, LeBron saying that, holy shit, is LeBron James. Shit like that. That's what I was saying. So that's my take on Wano. It's beautiful. I recommend it. Worth the journey. Go through it.
Go through 1,000 episodes.
And because it cements the entire episode. Yeah, it cements the first half, which is called Marine Ford. And then it cements the second half, and it prepares you for the One Piece.
Is Marine Ford an arc?
Yes.
Or...
It's an arc. It would be like the version DBs of a tournament is just this massive thing that compounds the first quarter.
Marine Ford is not
first third.
One of the sagas?
Yeah, it's a saga. It's the final saga that wraps up the entire first third. Like, it cements the first third.
Literally, yeah. Like, if that's one third, all the way up to Wano is the second third, and now we're... On our way.
The Wano represents the first, the second, the first and the second. And he's preparing you for like, all right, here he goes. Before I get you to, GT?
Super?
Yeah.
Don't forget, GT is not canon.
It's no longer canon.
And then they're going to bring it back to canon.
My bad.
Are they? You heard that? They're going to make it canon because they want to continue that story.
So if you're asking me again, when is it over? I think he'll drop a super. Like, it's going to happen. Like, as funny as it is, like, the two-piece is going
to
happen.
The transformations and stuff. Okay, he's already all the way up to Gear 5.
Yeah.
Where does the power scaling go from here?
That's it.
You don't think the power scaling is going to go?
No.
I mean, it's still a shonen, so there's going to be Gear 6, maybe Gear 7.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right because if Akira can do it,
maybe not the next number, but a different iteration, different version of Gear.
Yeah.
Yes. No. You're right. Like, you're not wrong, because if Akira can do it, Oda will do it too. You know, and if it makes sense to him, he'll do it. So yeah.
Well, I mean, he did it with Gear 4. Remember in Whole Cake.
Oh yeah. There's two
versions. Without giving spoilers, there's two versions of the same form.
That's all right. You can give for spoilers.
Nah, bro. Watch One Piece. That's why.
Okay. theory. More theory time. I mean, he's got to be close to the end of the map, right?
He did say that. He's like, we're coming towards the end now, but like...
No, well, the end of the map. Like, just geographically, is he close to the end of the map?
Well, it's like, he doesn't care. He just wants to, like, make sure it goes 360. But okay, well, spoilers, right? The race has been set up. We're like, everybody has a map now, per se, right?
Oh.
So it's like, hey, first one to get there's the king, right? And Luffy's like...
Even if they don't find him One Piece?
That's the thing. We don't know.
We can't give you that yet.
Now let's do some theories. Theories are cool. Just your personal theory about what you think will happen.
What I think will happen? I think that a certain battle will happen for the One Piece. But I do think, as stupid as it sounds, I do think like it will be a super. Like, there will be a story of the Pirate King.
Like another book, another chapter.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, the One Piece is wrapping up. Everybody's racing to it right now. Like, first one to get their wins. He's the only reason he cares. He's like, oh, is that what it is? Is the first one to get their wins? Okay, fuck it. All right, okay.
Okay, now we got to go.
Okay, yeah.
Typical Luffy.
Yeah,
typical
Luffy. If he didn't give a shit, if it was anything like...
I only watched 60 episodes. That's typical Luffy.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? He's the same way 1,000 episodes later, buddy. Let me tell you what.
Until you get to Wano. And then you see...
He truly becomes a captain then?
That's dope. All right, man. So that's your hot take on... Not even. That's your recap of Wano, huh?
That's the best way I can sell it, because I really want to give its flowers. Mm-hmm. And Akiya Toriyama should be like proud of like the work he's done. Like, this is what I mean by studying, like shit like this. Like, they'll do it with AOT. You know, like, man, that's so AOT-ish. Because like, yeah, bro, the platform, the blue... There is no other art form without AOT. Because it's...
Interesting, man. Yeah. You know what? It's still on my list of things to watch because, you know, everybody talks about it.
Man, bro.
So it's still on my list of things to watch. And I want to watch 1,000 episodes of it just so I could hate it appropriately.
Yeah. Be a real person who hates it. It's like, I've seen it all and it's still trash.
To hate on something, I got to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No more casual hating.
I'm going to be a real...
Competitive hating.
Hating from a distance.
So it is very much so still on my list of things to watch. Maybe before the end of the year.
All right. Well, speaking of art forms.
Right. I love that, bro. Thanks, bro. He fucking made a sedan turn, bro. A Honda S family side. He turned the blinker on.
Yeah. And you didn't even make a sound. It's a hybrid.
You can hear the fucking the steering wheel like turn back automatically and the click.
So this
and
is my,
that's what you call a segue.
All right, guys. Well, I just recently had some cool stuff going on with me in my my beginning acting class. Again, I'm a student over here full time at Sam Houston. So this has been my second semester.
Woo, go Cougars!
Bearcats.
Okay,
go Bearcats. You know,
Bearcat country.
Yes, sir.
No, so, but go Cougs because we're a Cougar. I'm a Cougar dropout.
That's right. Same.
No, you graduated.
I graduated.
You're an alumni. You're a real alumni.
That's right, bro.
Hold on, let me check my receipt. Yeah, there's the bill.
Yeah, there's the bill. There's the loan I paid for years.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, man, my beginning acting class has been a lot of fun. This is today. We actually did something that was more or less...
How come you never act like you got some sense, though, bro?
Because know what they say about common sense. It ain't that common. So.
Hey,
Oh, Suki's finally on it.
Thank you. So, yeah, man, today we actually did something that was kind of related towards improv. And it was my first take at that. It was actually kind of fun.
Okay, I like that.
So originally in class last week, we had to do something that was like our 2 minutes of life. 2 minutes of life is you just living out 2 minutes of your regular everyday life with no sound effects. You could bring props if you wanted to bring props.
In 2 minutes? I beat my meat so hard.
Bro, I was like, people brought blankets and phones. I was like, who's just going to start stroking it? You know? Like, just underneath the blanket. And guess what? Nobody would say anything because they're like, real. You know?
Real. I want to pull that voice like on TikTok.
Sorry.
People did exactly that. People would just hop on their phones and just scroll through TikTok. One guy brought out his old school, like, he bought a 1950s record player off a chick. And was just playing the Beatles 8 days a week. And while he was scrolling through TikTok.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true.
Yeah, so it was great, man. And I got a chance to do
need
mine.
Need you every day, girl.
8 days a week. No? Just
yeah.
All right, anyway. I'm not a Beatles
love
fan.
Love me. Hold me.
Yeah.
Hot take. Not popular opinion. The Beatles. Yeah.
Anyway,
fair. If you're a Stones guy, you know, I hear the argument.
Is he a Stones guy though?
I'm a Stones guy.
Okay. Oh, okay, all right. See, that's okay.
Because even the man of culture, right there.
That is a man of culture. Because even the Beatles, like, I want to be the Rolling Stones. So, like, you know. But yeah, man. So it was really interesting. I got
ahead
a chance.
Of the time.
Way ahead of the time.
Anyways,
you think the Beatles listen to Bob Marley?
Absolutely. So, going back into just class really quick, man, it was a 2 minutes of life. It's a monologue. You just have to go up there by yourself. There's no interaction with anybody else. You just give your 2 minutes.
You like giving some time ahead of like?
Yeah, he let us know. He's just like, hey, two minutes of life. Yeah, we're doing this next class. Oh. And you present in front of the entire class. It's not like, oh, it's just you and one-on-one with the teacher. No, it's like you in front of 25 random students there as well. And we're in our auditorium.
So what'd you do?
So for me, I did mine trying to study, right? And as soon as I pulled out my laptop, put in my headsets, my daughter comes home. Hey, what's going on, daughter? You know,
how's your day? Did that?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, so talk to what'd her. You look at when you were saying that?
Like, the audience. Oh. Like, literally. So I'm having like, oh, how'd you do in your test?
You use your like, daughter's name. Like, hey, how you doing, baby?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, my beautiful daughter. How are you doing today? Yeah. Oh, how was school? Yeah. How was your test? Oh, you got a 92? Dope. That's awesome. Give me a high five. All right. You know, like literally, I have to go through all these motions. And as soon as I try to put my headsets back in, I'm like, you got homework? Bet I'm already working on mine. Take a seat. And then as soon as I try to do that, my other daughter calls me. Okay, Bear, I'm coming. Give me a second. She needs help with her math homework. All right, so why did you multiply these problems? Okay, well, you know we got to do what's in the parentheses first, right? So, like, I go through this whole
for
process.
For 2 minutes?
For 2 minutes. And
did they clock you 2 minutes?
Yeah, they clock you at two minutes.
And what happened?
So
that's great, bro. You did a good job.
That's very creative.
Yeah. It was. It was fun because it's very relatable to me.
I just picture the whole thing right now, bro.
Yeah, like,
you're like, yeah.
Somehow I feel like his audience probably didn't relate.
Yeah.
No, of course they don't. but everybody understood what my concept was because within 2 minutes, I studied for maybe 30 seconds, you know, like, and I'm like, and this is why studying takes so long. You know, and because just my interaction with my kids is how long it actually took.
Oh.
So that was the original scene. Now he's like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to combine your 2 minutes of life with somebody else. I want you guys to go ahead and act out your own 2 minutes. You're not there with the other person, at least in mine. Other people were. He's like, I want you to do all this. He's like, but there was another guy who was working at a pizza parlor. He was like, I need you to call him after you get done telling you're helping your daughter with homework. Tell her that you're going to get him pizza. And I was like, okay. He's like, and then you do the phone call to him, and now you guys interact with each other. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's kind of...
It was fun as shit.
That's kind of clever.
So I go through the entire thing, and I'm like, hey, girls, I'm going to order pizza first real quick. So when I order him, he's already pissed off. He's like, this other kid, he's like, man, my job closes in 5 minutes, you know? So like, I'm one of the last phone calls. And I'm like, hey, man, what time do you guys close? He's like, sir, we close in 4 minutes. I was like, great, I'm 2 minutes away. you guys, y'all know y'all got that phone call. And there ain't nothing more. Like, the lights of fire under your ass, boy. So anyway, I was like, hey, man, you guys still got the buffet? Because the running joke is people have called him before at Double Dave's trying to ask, hey, man, do you guys still have the buffet? And he's like, nah, bro, we don't. So he's like, man, fuck you. And they hang up. And he's like, motherfucker. You know, like, that's what his interactions were. Mm. So, and I'm like, why don't y'all have the buffet anymore? And he's like, probably because the cost of meat has gone up. And yeah. I was like, well, thanks, man. Now I got two disappointed ass kids. Click. You know, and I hung up on them or whatever. And it was hilarious because the entire class laughed.
Yeah.
You did get some reactions.
It was fun, you know, but that was just like us going through our thing. Another portion of that, there was a thing called freeze, where he was like, he would tell two people, we all lined up, two people got in front.
Oh, those are basic improv exercises.
Yeah,
freeze.
It was freeze. So he was like, strike a pose, right? You act something out as to how you got into that pose. You freeze. The other people take that exact same pose.
And then they got to keep the acting going.
Well, without going with the exact same theme, give me another theme and go with those poses as to why you got there.
Man, that's cool.
And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I ended up having to shake hands with another guy.
I think improv exercises are so cool.
It was our first time really doing it, so it was a lot of fun. He was like, hey, man, nice to meet you. Good to meet you. I was like, oh, cool. Hey, I saw you looking at this car, man. You know, and he's like, yeah, I sure am. I was like, so what are you trying to get into? You trying to get into a Caddy? You trying to get into a Dodge? He's like, I'm trying to get into a Dodge. I was like, hey, man.
Trying to get some put.
Right? And I was like, so why the Dodge? And he was just like, Dodges are sick. I was like, I seen that new Fast and the Furious movie, right? That shit was fire.
Dodge the father.
I'm the daughter. So, yeah, man. So we had a...
What the fuck? Out of the left.
You never heard of that one? Oh, it's hilarious.
That's my improv, tell you what.
So anyway, and then we continue the things going. But these were our first time attempting improv stuff. It was awesome, man.
Yeah, damn, bro. That's cool as fuck.
So it was really, really fun. Yeah. But so that happened. But then, you know what actually happened the day before was for Valentine's Day, I went to go see the new Bob Marley movie. And Bob Marley was actually really interesting. Without it giving too deep into an actual recap, the film was good. It wasn't great. It gave some interesting concepts. Bob Marley was definitely somebody who revolved around unity. And yeah, go check it out. It's actually some worthwhile
stuff.
Do you
think Bob Marley took improv classes?
Nah. Bob Marley was definitely...
The actor did, though.
No, you know, he committed. He committed to the role so much so that the accent was so hard to decipher.
All right, let's do 1 minute improv, right? If you can do audio improv, right? You are a bassist in Bob Marley's band, right? And Bob Marley just stormed out mad. What do you do or say in the room?
Pass me that spliff, brother. Bob be tripping today. I don't know what the deal is going on, but you know, he says one love. I don't know. But you know what happens, though, brother? When the evil man wins, the man wins. Anyway, that's my 15 seconds of Bob Marley.
I feel like that was in the movie.
Man, I really like Bob Marley music, though.
How iconic.
He came up with all of it.
All of it. He was smoking weed the entire time.
He was a low-key genius, man.
He was a Rastafarian.
Rastafarian.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it was fun, but...
And Rastafarian's scared of no CIA.
No, sir.
But you know what? He's out of line. Wait, but to tell you a joke.
It's in the lyrics.
Come on,
in the lyrics, guys.
He'll tell you a joke. He'll never tell you a lie. So,
no, man, but if he was here still alive, bro, he'd be writing music about, like, not only about love, but about a dude, about the dudes, about themselves, about mental health.
Yeah.
Let's gut it. Let's take that sharp left turn.
I did do this show. Sorry.
No. I like it. Because it was still a hybrid. It's just a quick hybrid.
I heard all the gerbils running so much faster.
It's the
rank
and the gas.
No, men's mental health. Valentine's just passed.
That's true.
So what I call the time period of the year, the blackout.
Yeah.
As some people know it for very different reasons, but it starts Thanksgiving and runs all the way to Valentine's Day. Mm. That's the blackout. It's like a black hole of emotional taxing time of the year.
Mm. It makes sense.
It's also kind of depressing depending on your situation.
Mm. Yeah, it can be really depressing.
If you live like
some people don't understand that, especially for men. Since we're like this year, we decided to make it aware, men's mental health.
Yeah. All year long, baby.
It's going to be a theme this year, bro.
We're out of the blackout. Thanksgiving just passed, and now that we're out of the blackout, out of the black hole, we can see a little bit of sun in the horizon.
Baby, don't worry.
About what?
About a thing.
Why?
Because every little thing is going to be all right.
It seems to coincide with,
you
like...
You think he's talking about...
Oh, he has to be talking about pussy, bro.
It seems to coincide with the winter months. Of like,
it happens to coincide with the winter months, but it's not that. It's just everything else that's going on, you know?
Like, it's the events. Yeah. Like, Thanksgiving is revolved around holidays. Christmas is revolved around loved ones. Yeah. Valentine's Day is your significant other.
Yeah. It's more about the holidays.
Yeah. Those suck, but I'm not going to lie. If you don't have anyone or, you know, you're by yourself during those times, those are rough months, man. Those are rough months.
No, they are rough months. No, you know what? I you're not wrong, right? Because, yeah. Like, everybody feels it. I feel it too, right? Yeah. During those times, right? But maybe it's just me and my mental problems that I have, right? But I've given the opportunity to read some books, right? And one of them is like that famous philosopher I fucking bring him all the time.
Nietzsche.
And you know that famous saying?
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
The other one.
To be or not to be?
The third one.
The Ubermensch?
That what doesn't kill me.
Makes thou stronger. Mm.
So like.
Well, see, the problem with that is it might not keep you making stronger, but you face it over and over and over again, and it becomes taxing. You're correct. Still alive. You're still alive.
Correct.
Still,
yeah.
You know, you got to face that, that lion in the Coliseum every time.
Correct.
I mean, you're not always Daniel.
Correct. Yeah. No, absolutely. Damn. I love that. Ooh, what a bar, right? What a bar, right? No, absolutely.
Don't praise me too a lot.
Which he says, yes, which is the whole point, because it's a piece, like, the idea is like supposed to calcify you. We're like, homeboy that picks up the fucking boulder every day, whatever his name is, you know, talking about the myth legend.
Yes. Yeah.
So homeboy's like, I don't want to fucking lift it today, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it, but you have no choice. You have to lift this fucking boulder, right? Which is my loneliness. But check out your calves, though.
So gains. So what you're saying is gains.
It's all about gains.
Gains will be whatever that is, you feel the loneliness. Like, for example, me, it's like me and my loneliness, bro, is like the worst thing I can do is ever think about like ending it, right? That's like just going down that rabbit hole, right? It's like, I'm not going that way. So because I'm not going there, I'm fine, right?
It could always be worse. It could always get darker.
And the truth is, with any pain, bro, because it is painful. It's like a pain because I would love to be my face planted with some, you know, big juicy, milky, fucking titties.
I mean,
and she could be like, it's okay. But because it doesn't happen, it's like, I'm not going to die, right? And you know what? This feeling of loneliness, it will subside. Like, it's going to, like, I'll get over it, right, per se. Yeah.
But I, for men, for men, it's more than just a pussy. It's also, all the rest of the stress, man. Life in general, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And for men, you know, they got to talk about it more, like you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
Thank
you for sharing. I think it makes you, like, part of, like,
I mean, every now and then, Russian roulette that shit? I mean, why not?
Wow.
Like, yes, like Stoic said, like,
we
don't
condone Russian rouletting. Let's just say that real quick.
So, no, yes, correct. But, like, this, like, Seneca, and then it's like, as much as I'm against it, like, I understand, like, why a person would do it. Like, I understand why they would pick up the gun to that degree. I understand, like, why they're at the last, like, fuck it, right? Because,
you, like, you think about it, and it's like, you know, how do you go from here all the way to that extreme?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot easier than you would think.
Mm,
and it's sad that it's that easy for some people, though, man. But, like, always remember, guys, like, you matter. Even if you don't think you matter, there's somebody that you matter to. There's a mom, there's a dad, there's a friend, there's somebody out there that you are important to. And if you're not here, that pain that you don't no longer carry, you're now passing on to somebody else.
Yeah. Like, you ever seen that episode where, like, well, first of all, let me say this. Have you ever, like, went to sleep, right? And then you woke up the next morning?
Yes, I have gone to sleep.
Right? But you woke up next morning with no dreams.
Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Nothing, those suck, man.
Right? You're like, what happened, right? It's like, well, throughout that moment, right, you woke up, you're like, oh, I woke up, right?
Right.
Right? That's existence, that's life, right?
Yeah.
But throughout that moment where you did not dream nothing, there was nothing. Like, there was no pain. There was no anger.
Mm.
There was no sadness. Mm. Right? That's exactly what, like, death is like. It's like zero. Like, you just didn't know. You don't know. Kind of like Sopranos. Yeah. We're bringing it back to Sopranos. You don't know what happened. It just happened. Like, it's just darkness, right?
Right.
Like, but there's no waking up, right? To me, that's scary, right? Because I'm going to bring this now to Butters from South Park, right? It's like the fact that I had pain, the fact that I was like, damn, I was at my saddest, right? It's like, and the fact that I'm not in certain positions, like I'm not in some industrial side of the world where like there's no hope.
Right.
Right? Like
it could always be worse.
It could always be worse. Yeah.
But that's worth living, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the whole idea of like suffering reminds me I'm human.
Yeah. It reminds me that I'm alive.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's not so much the thought of death. It's more like, you know, you got to live your life to whatever life it is.
Yeah, man. You got to live it to the fullest because, again, dark days aren't forever. You know,
amen.
The rain can never stay forever. The sunshine always does come out. Again, it may take a little longer. Some seasons last longer than others. You know, some winters are much longer than others. But it doesn't mean that there is not any going to there will never be happiness in your life again. And trust you, we'll find someone, something, or an event that will take place in your life to be like, oh shit, this is what it's like to be happy again. You know, like there are literally, I saw this comedian give a story where he was talking about, you know, a woman's like, you're my favorite comedian because there was a point where I was going through depression. I was waiting for my family to go to sleep so I could hang myself. And I went on to YouTube or TikTok and I saw your reels and I laughed. And it was because of that moment that she didn't actually kill herself. And I was like, wow. He's like, so we're just thinking we're out here making jokes and making people laugh. But in our reality, sometimes people really, really need that.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's tough out there, bro.
For what it's worth, I mean, the blackout is over, technically.
Yeah.
Ferry 14 just passed.
Guys, if you made it to this episode, you made it past the blackout. Congratulations. The year is coming up. Summer, hot boy summer's coming up.
The sunny days are coming.
And, sunny days.
You can always set up for the next one, you know. You can always set up for the next one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And if you like, you need somebody to talk to, bro, and like really like is the loss going through your head, don't mind calling 988. It's a suicide and Lifeline, you know, your texts are paying for this for a reason.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what?
You can always text it or call it.
Suicidal thoughts only last a span of 15 to 20 minutes. If you can get past that 15 to 20 minute point, you guys can make it through. I promise you, again, your pain is not permanent. Neither is your suffering. Guys, push through. I promise you, there Amen. Are better days.
Amen.
Yeah. And then go watch 13 Reasons Why. I'm so sorry. That's dark. Is that dark?
Is that what they call? Is that the name of the Marvel movie?
No, bro. Nah, after that, go watch Bob Marley's One Love, ladies and gentlemen. I'm
One
telling you.
Love.
And if anything, always remember, your life cannot be as bad as Madam Web movie.
Oh, bro. I heard those movies are rough on it already.
No, you know what? I got hope because, okay, they said that shit about the Marbles. And I watched the Marbles. It was a lot better movie than...
You know what? Just the bad reviews, right? The negative hate on it. And a lot of people were like, bro, I can't believe I didn't watch this movie.
Oh.
And then a lot of people said The Flash was great. Well, I like a lot of the concepts in The Flash.
Bro, I fucking loved it.
Because he only saw it to Michael Keaton, guys. Let's pause
there. It was a fan service.
If it wasn't Michael Keaton not being in that
Michael
movie.
Michael fucking Keaton?
Not being in that movie?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's not a good movie. I'm sorry.
If you hadn't watched 1989 Batman, is The Flash a good movie?
No. You have no idea, because that has no significance to you, bro. He's right. Like, the kids nowadays, Gen Zers, have no relevance. They're like, what's this fucking old guy playing Batman? Where is...
So it was surprising that in social media, still like The Flash, even though not a lot of people...
Correct.
Fuck with it.
But yeah. I digress.
That'll be next week's topic. Yeah. I promise.
Was Batman really that good of a movie? Yes, it fucking was. We're going to take it back to the next time, though. But which Batman are we referring to? Find out, guys. Tune in next time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the WBM Podcast, a.k.a. Woody Banter Media. This is one of your co-hosts. It's your boy, Merc. Please make sure you guys are following us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, all at WBM_podcast.
I like how we feel like 10 topics in the last 2 minutes. And make sure you're really following us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts, yes,
all
sir.
All that jazz.
And as always, this is your boy Oski in the mix.
In the mix.
As always, check out the website, WBMPodcast.com. And email us at theboys@WBMPodcast.com. And we are always taking in new topics. You can always just reach out to us on social media. Instagram is our thing.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You see what merch mom's taking.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week. One love, ladies and gentlemen. Be out there. Stay up.
Boop, 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 boop.